How would you compare sort of the more acute side effects of aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen?
Well, in terms of, hot flashes and those kind of things, their frequency is increased with both agents. The thing that was interesting about aromatase inhibitors and is different than tamoxifen is that there's arthralgias associated with it. And the arthralgias can be really a nuisance and frightening in patients who start aromatase inhibitors. So I'm very careful to coach patients about arthralgias. And I tell them that there's a chance that they'll occur, but that if they do occur, we can treat them with kind of an arthritis medicine. As far as we know, this really isn't a severe form of arthritis, but while they're taking the aromatase inhibitor, they may experience it. The other thing I tell them is that if they are experiencing it, and if we give them therapy for the problems that they're having, and they don't respond to that therapy, or they're intolerant of aromatase inhibitors, the tamoxifen really, in terms of efficacy, isn't a bad drug. And we can always basically treat them with tamoxifen.
What are some of the things that can be done to try to manage the arthralgias that you see with the AIs?
Basically, there's not a consensus of exactly how to treat that arthralgia. And I don't think it's been totally physiologically explained, except, something of a very, very low estrogen state type rationale. The only thing I've really heard people talk on that have really worked for these arthralgias is just an aggressive program of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatants. A lot of us have had mixed success with those kind of strategies and have tried a lot of other things, but you don't really see any given idea as just, totally uniquely wonderful in this circumstance. And I think that that in part reflects the fact that we don't really understand the physiologic mechanism that's going on.